Welcome to 91.1 WEDM Presents Let's Help, a community and public affairs show that will cover all the things you need to know. This episode was previously recorded in the 91.1 WEDM studios.
Good morning, afternoon, or night, Warrior fans. You've got Kamara Mason, and this is Let's Help. Today, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin Freeman to the show. Mr. Freeman is the morning co-host of 95.5 WFMS, as well as Warren and 91.1 WEDM alumni. He's here to talk about an organization located on the east side called Lynn House. Without further ado, let's get into these questions.
By the way, you can call me Kevin.
Okay. So, Kevin, what are some services or programs that are offered through Lynn House?
Yeah, Lynn House is a Near East Side community center, and it is geared towards kids ages kindergarten through sixth grade, and their primary focus is tutoring or finding safe after-school activities for these kids to do. And then, of course, summertime activities, too. So in the summer, it could be a photography class, a gardening class, maybe even how to learn to tune up a bicycle and keep them in operation. But the primary focus is through the school year and tutoring programs after school.
So you mentioned a little bit about ages, but Who specifically can benefit from these services?
Great question. And I'll tell you, there's two people that benefit from it, and I'll speak from personal experience in one of the cases. First of all, the students would obviously benefit. These are kids who might need a little extra help with math or maybe a spelling or reading. Reading is usually one that kids might need just a little bit of an extra push. So they benefit from that, an opportunity to have another adult working with them. But the other group of people that benefit from that is actually those who volunteer as tutors, which right. I did for years. And the stories of doing that, I was quite scared when I started tutoring, but right. the stories, the fallout from that have been fantastic.
When do you think it's time for someone to reach out and utilize these services that Lynn House offers?
Right now, during the school year, we always have a shortage for tutors. And again, when you hear the word tutor, you're thinking, okay, this is somebody who maybe is a retired teacher or maybe a current teacher or someone studying in college to become a teacher. These can be people like me, just a radio DJ that felt like I could help out in some way. And they put you with a child that has a certain needed extra little help in an area that you might be gifted in. In my case, it was reading. I helped the child with reading.
Right.
So to answer your question in a roundabout way, it would be right now when the school session is going on, the school calendar, that's the best time to be involved with them.
Well, you heard, Kevin. If you need help right now during the school year, now is the time to reach out to Lynn House. Whether you want to be a tutor, whether you need these services for reading or math tutoring or whatever the case is, now is the time. Where can someone find more information on Lynn House?
Another great question. It's lynnhouse.org, and it's Lynn, L-Y-N, and that stands for Love Your Neighbor. So lynnhouse.org, and on that website, you will see applications on how to become a tutor, what exactly is expected of you if you sign up to be a tutor, and as important, if not more importantly, how you can, if you're a parent who has a child that needs a little extra help here and there, how you can sign up to take advantage of those tutoring sessions, all of which are free. There is no charge for any of the tutoring that's done. They rely on corporate donations to provide the after-school lunches or snacks. But for the most part, we just need bodies in there helping these kids.
Is there anything else you wanted to add related to Lynn House?
Well, I could tell you behind the stories about Lynn House. A young man who was a boy, started tutoring him when he was in elementary school. Again, it goes from kindergarten through sixth grade, and I probably started working with him around fourth grade or so. And he was not necessarily a kid that needed some academic help. He just needed somebody to work with him to stay focused so he could do his homework. So I felt comfortable doing that. Well, worked with him, and I joked that I think I learned more about whatever we were studying than he did. He already knew it. But I can tell you that this was a few years ago. He has since gone on to graduate from high school and then went on to college, and he's now a graduate of college and working in the business world. So that's when I said that as a tutor, you'll benefit just as much as the kids do as well. Can I ask you a few questions?
That's fine.
Can I ask you something? Okay. Now, Mr. Kashner joked that I would end up interviewing you to some degree, and that's what I do for a living, so forgive me if I do this, but you are a senior.
Yes.
And you've been in radio for how many years now?
This is only my second year. I started out my junior year. I'm kind of late to the party, but you know.
Oh, you're doing a great job. Yeah. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
How do you think you will choose, I'm assuming probably not, but do you think you'll choose broadcasting as a career, or you think you'll lean in some other area?
Well, I do want to go to law school, but if I have the opportunity to minor in radio broadcasting, I would do that. I would do this as like a part-time job or whatever the case is, because I love broadcasting, yeah. Love doing radio, love talking to people.
How has your 2 years here at WEDM, how do you think that will help you in your field if you become a lawyer? How do you think that that will translate into, this was not a wasted 2 years doing this radio, even though you didn't maybe choose it as a career, your first career? Right. How do you think that will help you?
I think it'll just help me, like, be a great orator, knowing how to, like, talk to people, how to say things to people, how to explain things to people, and just getting my voice out there, mm-hmm. talking to people. I feel like that in that aspect, radio would help me like speak to people in law as an attorney.
And you are sitting in front of the microphone, and a lot of people who might be listening think, oh, Camaro's doing a great job, and that's an easy thing to do. It's not easy. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that have to go on to put on a podcast or to do a radio show or do a sports program. They don't see that. They think you just kind of wing it. And then the same note, as a lawyer, there's a lot of things that happen when you're not necessarily in the courtroom or writing the brief or whatever it might be that you end up doing. So, yeah, teaches those skills that you have to put in your homework.
Yeah, it's not impromptu work. I've done, like, Cash could take me and coach me on intonations or how to say stuff. It's not just hopping in front of a microphone and speaking. You like, it takes a lot of experience to get comfortable with doing radio or TV or any type of, like, anything in the broadcasting field.
Yeah. And then because of, and you mentioned this, because it's public speaking times 10, what you're doing in the legal world, the law world that you might be going into, your voice is so important to convince somebody or to sway somebody.
Right.
You're learning that skill as a teenager, which is fantastic.
It's great.
So even if you chose a world, go into sales or whatever, I think the 2 years you spend here will not be wasted at all. Not that you think it is, but I think it'd be great.
Yes.
Yeah. So if someone listening right now that might be in middle school, you would encourage him to at least look into taking this as a class in high school?
I would add principles of broadcasting at least to your schedule. If you're thinking about that, go for it. Mm-hmm. I would add dual credit principles of broadcasting to your schedule. You get a dual credit from Ivy Tech. It's a great class. And even if you don't go with radio, there's also a TV class,
yep.
Eighth period. You get on announcements. The only bad thing about that, you can't edit out your mistakes. You can't edit mistakes over a TV.
But you don't make any, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever consider television?
I did. That's actually was my intention with taking broadcasting.
Yeah.
But then I just got in radio, and then Cash is like, yeah, you're somebody that we need mm-hmm. on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ended up falling in love with this.
Yeah.
This is what I knew now.
Well, and I think your generation and certainly my kids' generation don't even own a radio. You know, they stream everything that they want to listen to.
Right.
So we use the word radio, but really it isn't what grandma and grandpa or what I'm thinking of at radio. It's something totally different. It's podcasting. It's things on demand. It's all of those things. And it's usually a streaming device and not actual broadcasting. So it's totally different. But I love the fact that Cash and the program here is changing with what radio has evolved into. They're
yes,
changing
it's
to that.
So, definitely keeping up with the times, keeping up with media. Mm-hmm. We know how to edit on Adobe. We know how to edit with the software, but we also know how to voice track.
That's awesome.
And get on the air. So we have a little bit of everything. It's like mixing the classics with the new.
Yeah.
And we do media stuff as well. So it's definitely a progressive program here.
Mm-hmm. And as you go into your next phase in college, like you said, just something you might be able to do on the part-time level. You might end up hosting a podcast about whatever field of law that you might be interested in going into, or you might be going into nursing, or you might be your cheerleader as well, maybe something along athletics or whatever.
Right.
That's an opportunity for you too, and you have that at least foundation now through WEDM.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Mr. Freeman, for coming on the third installment of the Let's Help podcast and giving our listeners a few more resources, as well as talking with me a little bit about being an alumni here and being a part of broadcasting. Be on the lookout for many more helpful episodes we have in the works right here on the Warrior Nation Station. This is Kamara Mason for Let's Help, signing off. Until next time.